In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
There come times where the go-forward look at things involve different voice, and you know, ultimately I'm stretching back into early last summer. This is a team that we feel has been collectively and individually to varying degrees underperforming its talent level, and we want something new in order to hopefully restore them to the level of play that we expect of ourselves.
That's Mike Elias talking to a handful of reporters, right? Not the beat guys on the road. So in what he said there, too, like, people are taking the comment about, you know, firing Brandon Hyde, the new voice, going back to some of the things he said on our show, going back to some of the things he said on other shows when he went on his little tour there for a while. Listening to him, I think the firing came down from ownership, and I don't think this was his plan. And I think that's why this is a little awkward and trying to move forward, because I like, he's a guy that I felt like when he's been on with us that he's been honest.
I do too.
And I think he was being honest when he said the manager's fine, and then obviously things happen and you're going, well, this ain't it. Somebody had to be fired.
I'm with you. I give him the benefit of the doubt because I think he's been very honest and gives great answers, gives answers. And I've talked to him privately. I've interviewed him privately. I've seen him I've seen him at spring training. That's how long he's been there. Wow, I just realized that. We've had conversations just about, you know, he knew about what we did in the police department. He knew about CompStat, how we ran it. Because I saw him at analysis. And we did. He goes, oh, I know all about that. And he started talking about that. Then I ran into him in Hyde Park Steakhouse in Sarasota last year. And he was with his wife and kids. And we chatted. You know, I was with Celeste. I just happen to, I like him. I just, he's a very likable guy. And I really believe he is honest. And I get you. It may have actually been like, you know, the ownership came out and said something's got to happen here.
I was listening to Dan O'Dowd on MLB Network, and one of the things that he brought up that I agree with, it's been frustrating. It really is a weird set of circumstances to be where you are as the Orioles. And I'm not talking about this year. Like, you had all these young players come up at the same time, and then you had other young players that are ready to come up behind them, but now they're kind of blocked with what you have here, which would then lead you to say, well, hey, don't you want to move that piece to go get this? Mm-hmm. If he truly was going to run this team like the Rays, no, you're hoarding your prospects, and then you're usually trading guys at the end of their deals or when they're going to come up and trying to get more prospects. I.e., when the Rays did that, they traded Chris Archer to the Pirates and get two pieces back for him.
It's funny. I got to criticize myself. When they traded Chris Archer, I'm like, what, are you crazy? He's got the best slider in baseball. Like, guy's awesome.
We all said
Then he fell off the page. He didn't perform the same after they saw it. I'm like, wow.
Baseball is
Tampa, I have a respect for the Rays. I'm not a fan of the team.
Yeah.
But I do really respect the organization.
But he said a long time ago that he wanted to build this team, i.e. akin to the Rays. And then we were all like, well, I hope you're going to spend some more money. Ownership changes, and now they're willing to spend money. They spent money in the wrong way in the offseason. I mean, look, the injuries, there's a ton of injuries. And I think that's one of the biggest problems they're having right now. Because as we said, if they were able to weather that storm till May, and the pitching starts to come back. Like, now it's, It just looks like such an uphill battle. You can't do the, oh, just take it one game at a time, one series at a time, and try to get back in it. This is, the season's done.
Yeah.
And they're going to be making decisions that we didn't expect them to make at the trade deadline. Now, the other part of this, of what Dan O'Dowd brought up, he said, Heston Kjerstad, like, you drafted him, what, number two overall? The best left-handed power bat in that grouping. I think Spencel Torkelson was the best power bat, if I remember. I think they were in the same draft. And he's the first baseman for the Tigers. And the Tigers had him up and said, this kid stinks, and set him back down. Didn't know what was going to happen, and then he figured it out. And then you're looking at him this year, and he's got double-digit home runs. He looks like the guy they drafted. But he was very critical of the team. It's like, when's Kjerstad playing? Like, that's a guy you should have up, and he should be getting 500, 600 bats and figure out who he is, right?
Yes, I think, yeah, I think you have to.
But is it? It's hard to do that when you're also in a pennant race. And people can say what they want about this year, but this was the winningest team the past two seasons. So you have a good team, but you also have young guys that you need to cut their teeth at this level. The Kobe Mayo stuff that's going on, that sucks. This guy, he has nothing left to prove at AAA. Nothing. So if you're not going to use him here, use him to get something of value. I don't want him to trade him, but I also don't want him to see him killing it at AAA and not get another opportunity here, because everybody thinks he stinks now because, what was he, 0 for 30? They said the same thing about Jackson Holiday. This kid ain't it. I know it.
Yes.
Now look at him.
And look, think about it. People, we should trade him, get rid of him now while, you know.
This is why I hate having these arguments with people, because whatever happens in the near future, that's how everything is. Last year it was, man, Joey Ortiz might win Rookie of the Year in the National League. Didn't.
Right.
You know, and everybody, I can't believe you traded him. He could have been right here. We could have had him. No, it's not what happens. And now everybody's on the Kyle Stowers thing. And he even said, I think he was just on a podcast talking about how things worked out. He's in a better situation because he gets to play every day now. That wasn't going to happen here. Yeah. He wasn't even going to play, get a cup of coffee, because the time he got caught up, what, he hit 125? Mm-hmm. And they were like, well, he's got to go back down.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
We've seen this movie before, though. I mean, you know, with Gausman, it was one. I mean, just this trolley up, back down, and up, forth. Down. It's like you never know where you are. You have no and then when you come up, you're not confident, because if you make a mistake, oh my God, they're gonna send me down again. So like, how do you get into a rhythm? Yeah. And sports is all, to me, it's all rhythm. I don't care what sport it is. You've got to play it. You've got to get reps. And no matter what sport it is, you can't just, you know, I told you, I make fun of myself. I got put in at the end. We played University of Buffalo in a freezing rainstorm with snow every. It was terrible, terrible conditions. They put me in during they're trying a two-point conversion. They put me in to cover a world-class sprinter. My jersey is still on fire. It's like, what are you? I'm freezing. I haven't played. Get in there.
And there you go.
Okay. He caught the pass.
Yeah. I could imagine. This is so funny. Let's grab Donnie in Dundalk real quick. He wants to talk about Elias. What's up, Donnie?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
So I don't know if I'm ready to sell on Elias yet. So, you know, I do like the comment you guys made about, you know, being one of the winningest teams in the past 2 years. You know, I think that Elias's draft strategy might need to be tweaked a little bit. I did like the Billy Cook for Pat Riley trade to the Pirates. Unfortunately, Riley just went under. He got Tommy John surgery, so that kind of stinks. But I'm hopeful that, you know, in the coming years we can start drafting pitchers and putting them through these academies and giving them all the information that they need to, you know, grow and become those great pitchers, hopefully in the future. The last comment I wanted to make is I did agree with your Kjerstad and Mayo comments. You know, I think that the big logjam there is unfortunately Ryan Mountcastle. You know, he's not hitting well. You know, I think that if we
two
did
hits last night,
he's hitting now, but he wasn't hitting well for most of the season. Go ahead. Sorry.
Right.
Go ahead.
You sit Mountcastle, you let those kids come and play, you put O'Hearn at DH, and then let's see what they can do. Let it rip. Have a good one, guys.
Thanks, man. Yeah, look, I think O'Hearn's a candidate to be traded. I think there's a bunch of these guys.
Because he's valuable.
Call up Basayo. Yeah. Call up, you know, if this is what we're going to watch, at least let's find out if these prospects are any good.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.